This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Field. Baldwin going back, still going, it's gone! It's a two-run homer! The Royals finally get the big hit, and they lead 2-0 here in the fifth inning.
That's right, Steve, tell him. Stew.
Do you think he stews over that hit?
I don't know, that's another Bobby long ball there for the Royals last night, probably. I mean, Steve with the scores. Good to see that last night. You've won 3 out of 3 versus the White Sox. Going for the sweep today. So we'll let Mac be our spirit of joy as he goes to watch those boys in blue play a sweep today for the White Sox. And I want to start off with this because I feel like people aren't happy.
No, you're not. You don't feel it. It's
like,
true.
I didn't listen to Vern's show last night because I was obviously too locked into the NBA. But like, and I know Vern's going to do a good job, but maybe I should have. And maybe I will today after the sweep.
Or maybe we just call Vern and see what he says.
Because, like,
Vern, call in if you're listening.
The text line was like, Vern, trying to send you some positivity this way. Don't listen to the haters. And like, are people seeing the Royals win, what, 5 in a row? They've won 14 of their last 16 games. And it's not good enough.
Yeah, like, see, that's
they're 6 games above 500. They may never be under 500 again the rest of the season. It's May 8th.
They may never lose a game the rest of the way. We don't know. But it frustrates me because the Royals have not given us a lot of success, okay? They just haven't, right? And now they're having success. And it's for 20 years, it's all people wanted. Just be a 500 ball club. Just be a respectable ball club. Mm. Well, they've done that. They're there. They're winning games. Oh, I don't know. They're making the postseason now. They're one of the top teams in baseball. And there's still people that are upset about that. And that's what I don't understand. And today I was going through X, formerly Twitter, and I told you, I said, oh, it's Harry Truman's birthday today, right? And I saw this quote from Harry.
The S doesn't mean anything. It's
nothing.
Just S.
It's just an S. Yeah. So he has this quote from a Twitter account called Presidential Wisdom. And it's a quote from Harry Truman talking to a Washington Post critic who harshly reviewed his daughter's singing recital in 1951. But I think this quote from 1951 from Harry Truman to this reporter applies to a lot of the people who aren't happy on the text line about the Royals. And the quote is this, quote, "You sound like a frustrated old man who has never had success." And that applies to, I think, the folks who are mad on the text line. Mm-hmm. You guys sound like old men that have never had success. It is hard to win a Major League Baseball game, regardless if you're playing the White Sox or the Dodgers. It's not an easy task to accomplish. Look at the Royals the other night, right? Mm-hmm. Tuesday night, they win that game. The guy takes one off the head. The Royals should have lost that game. And they won the game in the final inning because the other team made those mistakes. If Mydroth doesn't take one off the head and Michael A. Taylor doesn't throw one in the left field and the shortstop doesn't make the errors that he makes, the Royals lose that game. Mm-hmm. That's how razor thin the margins are. So when somebody poo-poos winning a Major League Baseball game and say, oh, it's only against the White Sox or it's only against them, I hate that because they are a Major League Baseball team and the margins are razor thin. Good teams do find ways to lose games. Bad teams always find ways to lose games as well. But that quote from Harry Truman, you sound like a frustrated old man who has never had success, because those who have had success know how hard it is to get to a point where you are having success in any career that you're in, whether you're an insurance guy, a police officer, radio host, it doesn't matter. Yeah. You work your ass off. And then you get success and you're able to reap the rewards of having those successes. You don't see what these guys put in every single day. You see them for 2.5-3 hours every night and you think that's it. The amount of work and the preparation and time and effort that goes into winning a Major League Baseball game or a basketball game or a football game is insanity. And that's why you should never, ever, ever take for granted a win in baseball, regardless of who the opponent is.
Yeah, the Royals' next opponent is Boston Red Sox. They're 19-19. I don't know if that's something that, you know, kind of sticks out because they're 500. Then you play Houston. You've already beaten them 2 out of 3 games. Houston is 18-18. Mm-hmm. They're a 500 team. So, like, I get it that the White Sox and the Rockies aren't, like, somebody you take home to mom, but like, if you only won 2 out of 3 against those teams or 3 out of 4 against those teams, I feel like that would merit more frustration than being like, well, they're beating up on the bad teams. And then after that, it's the Cardinals, and they're 19-19. So, yeah, there's going to be a couple teams that aren't going to be 500 below or above, but your next three opponents are all 500 ball clubs. After that, it's the Giants. Is that when the real test happens to play one of the best teams in baseball? Like, for my advice for all these people that are have negative energy towards beating up on the White Sox, like, you should. Like, and if you're not happy with it, then, like, I ask you the question of, like, what is something? Beat the Yankees? Okay, like, sorry that didn't happen.
Yeah.
But, like, you're one of very few teams with more than 20 wins in baseball. Everyone in your division is consistently winning.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it?
No matter who they play. Like, the teams that you're chasing, the Tigers and the Guardians, they continue to win. And I find it
the
very...
The Royals have more wins than the Yankees, by the way, just so everybody knows.
But they don't play a tougher schedule. So, like, and again, look, I know what everything is about. I know it's about getting to the playoffs and beating playoff teams. We're not there yet. You want to get figured out? Get figured out now. Don't get figured out when it's time to really have it all on the table and ready to go. So I think that when you look at this Royals team, yes, it's fun to beat the absolute snot out of the White Sox. They should be doing that. We came on this show on Monday and said they better win 3 out of 4, and hell, they might as well. You better sweep. So if you can't enjoy that, you can't enjoy winning, you can't enjoy winning 14 out of 16 games, even though they played more teams than just the Rockies and the White Sox, then I suggest you honestly just go away and watch something else or change up how you look at things. Because, yes, I get it. It's not America's greatest talent in the White Sox and the Rockies. But by God, it's fun to watch this team win and have something to cheer for when all of a sudden at the end of the year, you're like, how did they get to 87 wins? Oh, that's right. They beat the White Sox 17 out of 19 times.
Right. But I think also, too, the perception, like if the Red Sox this weekend, people assume the Red Sox are a good team. They're an average team right now because that's what their record is. As you said, 19 and 19. But if they take 3 in a row from the Red Sox, everybody's going to be like, oh, they swept the Red Sox. That's a middling team. And if the Royals do sweep the Red Sox, then they'll be like 3 games under .500. And then people will say, well, that doesn't count either. You can't keep pushing the bar. You got to take care of business against the teams that you're playing. And if the Royals were in any other division, they'd be in first place by themselves by a game in the American League East. And they would be tied for first with the Seattle Mariners in the West, just 2 back of the loss column, but the same amount of wins as the Seattle Mariners. They just happen to be playing in a division that is on fire right now with Detroit, Cleveland, and Kansas City doing their thing. And so when you have the opportunity to win games because everybody else around you is winning games, you got to continue to win games. And that's what they're doing. I've never understood that negative vibe of my team won, but it wasn't a good enough win. So I'm going to pout about that, and I'm going to call Vern and let him know that it's a win, but we can't have the yeah buts, man. Life's too short for that crap.
Yeah, you get 162 games. It's a long season. Enjoy the wins while they're happening, because 14 out of 16 is impressive. I don't care who you're playing.
Oh, it's insane. It's nuts.
They're the hottest team in baseball.
It's nuts.
They're the best pitching staff in baseball. They got the best baseball player in baseball. And oh, by the way, Jack Caglione's still amazingly hot in the minor leagues.
And you don't get bonus points for beating teams with better records. You beat the teams. You win the games. They all count the same in the standings.
We almost went to break without you. Coming up on the other side, we dive more into what this game was last night and have this dynasty peaked. I ask the question again, 913-586-7965, the Chiefs, that is. Your home for the Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
All right, we got Beat We fired up for 2 hours today.
So. Oh, he's ready to go.
He's ready. Yeah. Mad at a texter.
He'll come in here and he'll tell you how it should have been.
I will say Binkley's messages do tend to work, because Drew is just telling me that he was so adamant on the fact that Drew went to Quick Trip yesterday and didn't tell Binkley that Drew, on his way to work this morning, said, hey, I may be going to McDonald's to get some stuff. Do you need anything? And Binkley responded with, I do not, and I appreciate the message.
There we go. Well, the fact that he said no after all of that.
Yeah, too, just right? Get a McMuffin, like,
come
dude.
Come on, ask for something.
Get a water.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let's go. I mean, you threw a fit yesterday that these people didn't ask you that they were going to Quick Trip, but then they did ask you, no, I'm good to go. Well, you can't say that after you pitched a fit on the air.
Drew's like, he even brought up to Vern, asked Vern if he was about it. Vern goes, yeah, Binkley's right. That's Bush League, Drew. Which, you know what Vern's doing? He's just pouring gasoline on the fire watching it burn.
Oh, like you just did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If there's anybody that you can wind up and get going, it is Jay Binkley, man.
That's my guy out there, and I want him to know. I don't want him to, walk into, a trap if that guy texts and reaches out to Binks. I mean,
this guy's still texting about Binkley's comments from yesterday?
I don't know. He reached out to Carrington, then reached out to us, and I said, well, the guy you're looking for will be on at 10, and he's ready for it.
Yeah, he is ready to go. So, yeah. No, did you text back that guy?
Nah, but I mean, he's intermediate, but he knew that the regular guys were out yesterday.
That's right. Yeah.
Odd. Weird. Somebody said, I'm happy with what's happening, but I'm not impressed with the Royals right now. 14 out of 16 is pretty impressive. From the 816, they're winning. The offense is still struggling. That's why people are getting their panties in a bunch.
Does it matter if you win 2-1 or 17-1? It still counts the same in the standings, last I checked, right?
Yeah, and also, like, you know they're first in runs allowed in the MLB?
The fewest runs allowed.
Yes.
Yeah.
First.
And they now have a plus run differential as well.
That's right. Their ERA is second in the Major League Baseball Association at 2.99. They have a sub-3 ERA. I'm fine as long as they don't have to, you know.
Are they going
to
win a slugfest? Probably not.
But are they going to win 3-1?
Absolutely.
Bet your ass.
Yeah, absolutely they will.
No doubt. I don't think this pitching staff has peaked yet, right? But I did think that maybe it was worth the conversation to ask if you think the Chiefs have peaked with their dynasty. Maybe we look at it in different mirrors, I guess. There's some people that look at the Chiefs as like an era. Some people look at the Chiefs as a like window or a book and different chapters. But if you were to say like where, if not, if you don't think the Chiefs team has peaked, then you're not in this conversation. But if you do think maybe they have, is there a certain moment or a certain time where you think they did peak?
I think it's a really complicated question. I really do. And you know, we're asking this because scientists have said civilization peaked in 1999, and they were right. Since then, it's gone downhill. I think from a peak, like, statistical standpoint, I don't think we'll ever see Patrick Mahomes have a 50-5,000 year again. I think that is his peak, and that's ridiculous, right? 50 touchdowns, 5,000 yards.
Pretty nuts.
I think it's going to be hard to do that again. So is
especially
that
when you take the last week off.
Yeah, that's exactly right, right? And you're not playing. So do you look at that and say, from an offensive number standpoint, did Patrick Mahomes peak? Well, yeah, I guess he did then, right? From that number standpoint. However, I don't think this team is done winning, right? I still think as they start this new era, this new chapter of their book with the new haircut on Mahomes and Kelsey moving out after the season and whatnot, like then we'll kind of talk about, you know, getting more Super Bowls under their belt and doing it without Travis Kelsey. I don't think the team and the organization has peaked from a winning standpoint, but I do believe in a singular season, we've already seen Patrick Mahomes' peak season because it was so ridiculously epic. It's going to be difficult to even get close to that again.
Yeah.
And maybe not the 5,000 yards, but the 50 touchdowns is nuts.
I think it's interesting, too, that when you look at this team, because I'm always interested to know, like, I look back at the Patriots. That's like the best like carbon copy I feel like we can look at when it comes to like what the Chiefs have been over the last decade, right? They go for another AFC West title, which would be 10 straight, which is just bizarre. And you think to yourself,
well, a lot of those came against bad Raider teams, Dusty, so they don't count.
Yeah, the talent in the AFC West is weak. Boy, win it this year and go 15-2 and see what they have to say about it. I'm actually excited for that. But
I am too, actually.
I wonder if like you look at this Chiefs team and you think, okay, like, is one full era belonging to just strictly Mahomes and Kelsey? Because if that's the case, then would you say that one era belongs to Mahomes, Kelsey, and Tyreek? Now, I know they only got one Super Bowl with Tyreek, and they went to two, and then he was traded, and then they went to two more and won them, and then there was, like, Travis and Patrick and Taylor and, you know, all those people that are all, like, in that group, that clique. And it's like, all right, was that, like, the second, you know, era or the second chapter? Even still, if you look at peaks, I think they were still there because Mahomes was 26. Kelsey was still, you know, 29, 30, 31. Mm-hmm. Jones is younger. But, like, I don't know if the Chiefs will ever put together a roster that will have a Hall of Fame defensive tackle, a Hall of Fame wide receiver, a Hall of Fame tight end with a Hall of Fame quarterback and a Hall of Fame coach all at the same time. That to me is like what the definition of a peak is.
Yeah.
Now you could still be dominant and still win, but you may not be at the best you ever were. And that sometimes is okay.
Right.
Because the mountain slide isn't drastically fast down for the Chiefs. Like it might be like, you know, to the point where Tom Brady turned 36, 37 in New England. It was like, yeah, Brady's still there. I'll never doubt the guy. But there are other teams that are talented as well that could give the Patriots some fits, and they did. Whereas from, 22 to 24, nobody was competing with the Chiefs.
Right.
Like, yeah. I get it. They went 11-6. There was a lot of droppage going on in that season, and they still won the Super Bowl, which is why they were in that peak.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that maybe you could say the loss in the Super Bowl was like the end of being the reign of the supreme of everything and end all be all. Or maybe it was the year before. But I would say that with this team, there's a potential that like, And it's fine because not every team in their sports city ever gets that. But you think about what they had, like Butker and Mahomes and Kelsey and Jones and Tyreek and all these guys on the same time. And then now it's like, okay, well, yeah, they're still great. Worthy could be awesome. Rice could be great. Travis Kelsey's no longer here after mm-hmm. this year, baby. And Mahomes will be 30-31. It's like,
right.
Boy, yeah, they're still great, but you know they're not at the peak that they could
yeah,
be.
Yeah, I think it's going to be different. But again, that's the kind of the Patriots era was that way, right? They won a couple of early Super Bowls, they went 10 years without yeah. winning one, and then won a couple of more, you know, at the end to kind of solidify themselves in that dynasty. And so, do I think they're, you know, we're done winning and things are going to be different? Yeah, things will be different, but they're not going to be done winning. It's just going to be done in different ways, like we've kind of seen. And so, I just wish for all intents and purposes, Patrick waited one more year to cut his hair so it would just be a clean break. Like, now Travis is gone, now I cut my hair, now I do things differently. But I think your point of them losing in the Super Bowl kind of is the light dimming on that first era of the Patrick Mahomes era in Chiefs football. That first era is kind of complete, right? You went to three straight Super Bowls, you won two, you didn't get that last one, and now the offseason begins and you're starting anew. You're starting with younger wide receivers and younger weapons and younger players and new faces and all this kind of stuff. And so you get the opportunity to start a new era, a new chapter of your book. You still got, you know, Travis hanging around for one more season, and that kind of brings you and bridges you in to that new era that we're going to see in Kansas City. But yeah, I think you could probably say that from a standpoint of losing that game in the Super Bowl, that kind of ended what we've been through, and now we're going to start it all over again and get back to the Super Bowl and win another one and keep the winning going here in KC.
No doubt about it. We go to, I don't know, we already did that, I feel like, so I just feel like it's weird, but I do want to bring this up because there are rookies above veterans on these lists, like Tyler Warren being a more sought-off tight end in power rankings than Travis Kelsey, I think is kind of, I don't know if it's blasphemy or like it's just like just dumb and looking for clicks, but I just don't understand the fact that you could have a rookie who's never proven it, because their list of tight ends are Brock Bowers, Trey McBride, George Kittle, Tyler Warren, and Travis Kelsey as your power rankings for tight ends going into 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe Bowers and Sam Laporta are giving the Tyler Warren sort of, you know, publicity. He's in Indianapolis. He's going to be, you know, a big target out there. They do have Michael Pittman Jr. They do have Anthony Richardson still as their quarterback, so I wonder about that. Trey McBride, though, has Kyler Murray, and Brock Bowers last year had Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew, who's now mm-hmm. a Chief. But Travis Kelsey, fifth on this list. I think he's third. I don't think he should be one or two, but I definitely think he's better than George Kittle and Tyler Warren, at least at this point in his career. And then Mahomes, fourth on the list, behind Allen, Jackson, and Burrow.
Allen Jackson made the
that's
list?
That's right, dude. Yeah. Little bitty. It's all right to be a little bitty fourth guy on this list with Patrick Mahomes. Do you get the feeling that there is something there? Because we always say that these guys do some research and they do some reading. Do you think there is a prove it year coming from Mahomes and Kelsey that will affect the entire team like a red wave?
I think they want to go out on top, and I think they want to show everybody that they left, or he left, because Patrick's not going anywhere, but that Patrick left and he still, or that Travis left and he still had more in the tank. And people will look at Travis Kelsey at the end of the year, not like Robin Carrington, and they'll go, boy, he's not washed. Man, and that's what you want as an athlete. And I could be totally wrong on this. Travis Kelsey could go out there and have a terrible year, but nothing says that he is. I just think, like, when you're an athlete, you want to leave with everybody wanting more. You don't want to be that athlete that in the middle of the season, everybody's saying, hey, grandpa, time for you to go, man. This isn't really good. You don't want to leave fans with that lasting impression. You want to leave them wanting more. I don't think Travis Kelsey would come back for another year if he didn't feel he could go out there and dominate. And I think he's going to go out there and dominate. And I think he's going to have a huge year. And I think Patrick Mahomes wants Travis Kelsey to have a huge year in all of this, because this is it. This is his last year. This is his senior year. Everybody knows that you play a sport that senior year. You want to win. You want to have fun. You want to go out on top. And so that's where we are, you know, with Travis Kelsey and Patrick Mahomes. And also, too, from a Patrick standpoint, you know, I was telling you guys on Monday, I'm starting to get like sentimental every day, realizing I've only got 3 years left with my oldest daughter and 4 years left with my younger one before they're off, you know, to college into the adult world. And mm-hmm. it sucks thinking about that. You're Patrick Mahomes and you're driving to work every day going, I got one more year left, 18 games, 19 games, 20 games, whatever it is, you know, with Travis Kelsey, and I'll never play with this guy again. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to have as much fun and do as many wild things as we possibly can together, because after this year, It's over. There's no going back. There's no doing it again next year. So I think they're going to go out from that standpoint and absolutely wow everybody and have themselves a time because they want to do it for themselves and in turn do it for all of us here in KC.
No doubt about it. Text line says the Dustman has been summoned to the Mustangs championship game this weekend. Golf can wait. No golf this weekend. When's the championship game? You've got 10 minutes to respond, and I'll go cheer on those ladies in the championship game. So no golf this weekend for me already. So
there we go.
Yeah, there we go. Worst to first conversation time, because we're at that point in the season, boys. We are less than a week away from schedule release, where that guy behind you cannot wait.
Oh, this time next week, we'll be talking about, what do you think of week two against the...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Well, here we go, Commanders. Who is your candidate this year to go from worst to first in the NFL?
I think it's San Francisco.
Out in the NFC West?
Yeah.
No love for the Cardinals.
They're not even on that list.
I know they're not. But they're in the NFC West.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
yeah,
the NFC West.
Talking about that division. Yeah.
So no love for the Cardinals. Obviously, no love for the Rams. Why the Niners?
Because I look at the other teams on this list, and none of them make me want to say, ooh, they're going to be good. Cleveland's a disaster. I don't buy the Bears. Titans got a long way to go. The Raiders play with the Chiefs. The Saints, who's their quarterback again?
No, Saints suck.
You know, the Giants, I'm not ready to buy into Russell
Wilson. By the way, the Saints will suck for the first pick this year because of the storyline.
Oh, it's already there. It's done.
It's like, if you think we're being asses about this, no chance, dude. Everybody has Arch Manning already going to the Saints next year, first overall pick. The Saints know it. We know it. They kept Derek Carr. They're going straight for last place, man.
He's going to pull an Eli.
That's where I was going with this. Eli's buying the Giants, you know, like 10% of the Giants. Mm. So do they make sure that Eli gets...
Nah, you got Dart, man.
Oh, that is true.
You got the future already?
Yeah.
And he's asking for number 11.
Yeah, good luck to that. The other guy asked for number 11, too, and they told him no.
How'd that work out when he asked for 56? Jeez,
man.
No, that's not Dart. That's
Carter.
Carter, yeah. Dart's just happy to be there at this point.
Hell yeah.
Give me whatever number you got. But no, I'm not buying the Giants, and I'm not ready to buy into the Patriots yet to take over the Bills in that division. So some of it has to do with who you're playing against, but some of it has to do with, like, I'm just not ready to buy into some of these teams. And real quick, I love the Manning narrative, and I think that's true, but is New Orleans a big enough team for them to, you know, make them the next team to get that star player?
No. I don't think so, and I don't think they're negative cap for the next 17 years because of the way they've handled their franchise. Mm-hmm. So I think they're screwed.
They got to draft well.
They're going to have to draft well.
It starts with a quarterback.
It's true.
And if he's as good as they say and he's the prophet that is the Manning, then he can turn your franchise around.
If you were selling the Mannings, you'd be like, hey, we're in the NFC. We don't have the quarterbacks here. He could be the premier quarterback in the NFC. The NFC South, hey, what are the Panthers doing? What are the Falcons doing? Well, the Bucks are okay, but Baker's going to be gone. We'll see what happens. Like, you can take this over. That'd be my selling point.
Mike Evans will be gone.
Yep.
Well, you don't have to sell anybody if you got the first pick.
You're right.
You're right.
You got the Manning house and the French Quarter. You can just live there.
Yep.
It's true.
It's already there. You already got the house.
Yeah. You don't have to do anything. You're familiar with the area. It's like the actual Arch will be like, yeah, my grand boy got to do my legacy. Yeah.
But do you want to do that if you're the Mannings? Do you want him to play for that team and have the burden of that, your city, on top of him to carry this team to the next generation, too?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Yeah. I think when you look at the divisions, that's where you have to kind of pick your poison here. It's tough to go from worst to first, but somebody always does it. New England and Tennessee have the best chance. Because Jacksonville's going to suck, right? They're not going to be good in that AFC South. I understand that, like, the Colts, but come on. Yeah. Really?
You got Anthony Richardson versus Daniel Jones as a quarterback battle.
And then, obviously, Houston, but no Tank Dell again this year.
Yeah.
No Stephon Diggs. They do have Nico Collins. They do have C.J. Stroud. But, like, this is year three, and you got a lot of pressure on your shoulders. And we'll see what D'Amico can do with that team because they spent a lot of time bitching and complaining about the Kansas City Chiefs getting the calls. You kind of looked like clowns. Now you got to go out there and be like, hey, this team's really, really – and Tennessee, look, I don't know what they're going to do, but they got a new quarterback in Cam Ward, and who's to say he can't go like what Jaden Daniels did last year with the Washington Commandos, didn't go from worst to first.
Yeah.
But was – you do that in that division, you can go to first.
In the AFC South.
Correct.
You're only asking for 9 wins, probably. Maybe 10. Yep.
Patriots, same story. Drake May, year 2.
That's mine, man.
Got your new coach.
Mm-hmm.
You got Buffalo, but hey – Allen got his AFC championship shot again. He got his MVP. Miami seems to be kind of like in shambles.
I'm not ready to say Buffalo's done, though.
I'm not saying they're done, but I'm saying division-wise, like, the leaps you have to make to be the Raiders to go from worst to first seem crazy. The Bears, I like the Bears,
but
to outdo the Vikings and the Lions.
And the Packers.
And the Green Bay Packers.
Who's their quarterback this year? They going back to the well with Aaron Rodgers, you think?
Buddy Love.
Of course.
No, yeah. They got Jordan Love. They're going to let him throw the ball this year, or they're going to just run it with Jacobs?
They're gonna pass it.
Okay.
They did draft the receiver.
Yeah, exactly. No, like Jordan Love's going to be great.
I'm still draft in. Moment of all time.
Yeah, that was awesome.
But, yeah, I mean, I think Tennessee and New England are the teams that really strike. Now, San Francisco, they have the history of being good.
Yeah.
And this is a Brock Purdy contract year, right? Are you going to pay Brock Purdy $50 million a year?
Let's see what he does.
Are you going to pay Brock Purdy $45 a year? You lost Debo Samuel. You
got big year for Brock Purdy to figure out if he's real.
Kittle comes back as the third best tight end in football.
Oh, yeah.
Brandon Ayuk.
Big
Christian
year.
McCaffrey's healthy.
Big year for all of them.
Maybe for now.
You got a great head coach who's never won anything, but by God, people think he's a great head coach.
He's fantastic.
Show me his rings. I mean, three of the worst Super Bowl performances ever.
Well, he doesn't know how coin tosses work all the time.
Yeah. But by God, let's crown him better than Andy Reid.
Yeah, I mean, the 28-3, we can't pin all on him, but yes.
He was part of it.
He was part of it.
He was there. He was on the sidelines.
Yeah, I think we've talked about the top three. I think the Titans are not a team that is worthy of winning the division, but you brought it up, Dusty. The AFC South is just so bad, they're going to have a chance. I'm the Patriots. I think the Patriots are the best of these eight teams, and I think that divisionally they have the best chance because you mentioned it. It's the Bills. The Dolphins are going to be a dumpster fire. The Jets, I don't need to waste any more oxygen.
Justin Fields doesn't have you believing?
Yeah, exactly.
The Jets right now should just shut up and act like they're not even playing this year and just get their house in order.
Maybe Arch Manning should go to the Jets.
That'd be awesome. That'd be more fun.
That would be.
I would be more down with that. Yeah. But yeah, I just think the Patriots have done so
many improvements.
Because
nepotism, if Manning does own the team, he can't have his nephew.
That's
nepotism. That doesn't work. You don't have nepotism in this.
That doesn't happen in this. Yeah.
Never happens, ever.
So I'd say Patriots, the best coach in the division. I think they're going to have the best defense in the division. And Drake May is a stud, and he did that with Schmo and Joe for wide receiver.
So you're saying today on May 8th that the Bills run is over and they're going to be eliminated before week one?
Yep, that's it.
Okay.
Yep, that's what I'm saying. Josh Allen's done.
Done. That's fine. I don't.
No, it is hard for me because I do like Allen a lot. But yeah, that's it. It's a tough choice.
Well, they don't have any wide receivers there in Buffalo.
Nope.
The GM will fight you on that one. But.
Yeah, don't challenge Brandon Bean.
Yeah.
He'll come after you.
The Raiders may be one of the better teams out of these eight as well.
They're not winning the division.
No, of course not. But just as far as like football teams, you're talking about these eight, they could have one of the better.
Which of those four teams has the best coach quarterback combination?
Those eight teams?
Yep. What did I say?
Four.
Eight. Yeah.
I
think it's pretty obvious. I think it's San Francisco, and I don't think there's a. I don't even know who would be number two on that list.
It'd be the Patriots, and then I think it'd be the Bears, right?
I would say the Patriots would probably be number two on that list. I can't say anything about the Bears. I don't know what Dan Johnson is as a head coach.
You're right. It's not Bears. It's Raiders. Raiders are number three
with Pete Carroll and
Geno Smith.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yep. But and the rest of that, I don't know.
No.
So that's kind of how you want to judge
that's
it.
Good,
you know, the quarterback coach combination, throw in general manager. Dallas is 0-3. But you
who's having sex with Jerry Jones?
You've got the opportunity to look at that list, judge it by your head coach and your quarterback. That usually dictates how good you're going to be as a football team.
Would you rather have Cam Ward or Drake May?
Drake May. I've seen him.
Yeah, I've seen him do it with nothing. I'm really hot on Drake May.
I'm going to be interested to watch him this year because there's going to be a lot of pressure on him. All the chowder heads will be screaming about their Duncan and Drake May.
He's got that guy that said he will spend the rest of his life blocking for Drake May.
Oh, yeah.
Cried about it.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
I think I've got that.
Do you really?
How much more pressure is going to be on Drake May and the Patriots this year after the Celtics get swept, too?
Okay. I don't know if they're going to get swept, but... Do you really have the audio of that dude crying that he's going to spend the rest of his life?
No, all I have is
my quarterback guy.
Quarterback guy, baby.
Okay.
My quarterback guy.
Is the guy's name Hamilton?
I love it.
Hey, Renfro's in the lineup today.
Still going?
Yep.
Yeah.
He's hitting above Drew Waters. Interesting. India, Witt, Pasquantino, Perez, Garcia, Massey, Renfro, Waters, Vermeen, Chris Bubalicious on the mound. We will finish this show off on the other side as we get into what is Friday's show. Tease it up for you because there's a couple of Chiefs and former Chiefs joining the show tomorrow. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. Tonight, one NBA game, Golden State without Steph Curry, but with Jimmy Butler. Do we hammer 40 points for Jimmy Butler tonight? What do you think that pays out?
I bet that's really nice. Wouldn't hate it. He's done this before.
Mm-hmm.
The Butler's done it before?
Yep. Who is like the most famous Butler? Is it
Jeeves?
No, it's got to be the guy from Batman.
Alfred. Alfred, yep.
Yeah. No,
Alfred.
I think you could probably go with Benson from back in the day, or you know, the Jeeves, or the guy from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air,
oh,
Jeffrey.
Yeah. Yes, Jeffrey.
He's a good butler.
Billy?
Billy was a good butler. Yeah. You don't see many butlers anymore.
No.
Do you have one?
I do not.
No.
No. Not anymore.
Billy. Spectre has a butler.
Of course.
He did when he was a kid.
No doubt.
Walter Pennington does, too.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. You know, he's also like he's like going to be like a scientist for NASA. Walter
Spectre?
Pennington.
Is he?
Yeah. So what Speck told me, he's like, I had no idea he was like NASA type of like guy. Like knows about planets and stuff, like all that
Should
sort
have
of
him
stuff.
On.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know. Some guy's like pissed that I said the Royals have a second ERA. I can't get over this. Anyways.
Yeah, stop looking at it. Those guys are just infuriating.
It's like I'm literally looking at the stat at my phone and telling you what I'm seeing. And it's like, well, that's clearly ERA. No, it's not. ERA, they're second in the league at 2.99. Runs allowed average. I can't keep on. Anyways. No, but tonight we get a break, I think, from the NBA. I don't know if I'm going to be locked in at 7:30 with Minnesota and because there's no Royals game tonight.
Right.
Right. They play this afternoon, 1:10.
Heck yeah.
Your boy's going to join Vern and give you another bet. Hopefully win 3 or 4
nice.
On the year.
Okay.
Royals game in the afternoon. You can hear it on 96.5 The Fan. If they sweep 7 games above 500, do you feel comfortable that they may never be under 500 the rest of the year?
I feel that way right now. Yeah. I think they're a good baseball team, and that's the thing that we have to keep remembering, even though there's the naysayers on the text line and whatnot about this team. They're a winning baseball team. There's not many teams in baseball that can say that, and there's not many teams in baseball that can claim they've got 22 or more wins right now. And so this is a winning baseball team, and they're not going to change. And winning begets winning. You know, you start to have the success, you start to live off the success, you start to appreciate the success, you start to expect the success. And once you start expecting that success, you will have success. And that's where the Royals are right now. They've won 14 out of 16 games. That's one of the best streaks I've seen this organization have ever. And they're having a lot of fun doing it, and they're finding ways to win. And it may not be the easiest of wins, and they aren't easy wins in Major League Baseball. But no, I believe where we're sitting right now, they better not be below 500 again this year. That means something went wrong, because you've now built up a week's worth of a week's worth of wins to get out there and to stay above 500. And so if you go below 500, no, I think something has gone drastically wrong, you know, with this ball club. Just keep winning the games that are in front of you. And I, again, the text line that we came in this morning to is like, upset that they're winning. I guess there are some people that are just never happy. I think they're called sadomasochists. Is that the right term? Where they, you know, thrive in pain and whatnot. And I think some people like the Royals losing, because when they win, it ruins all their narratives. Like that Zit doctor up in Detroit. Like when the Royals win, that makes his day very, very bad, because he's made a living about, you know, ripping the Royals as an organization. And I think for a lot of people, when the team loses and they can go, here we go again, it allows them to get their frustrations out, pretend they're smarter than everybody else in the room. And when they win, oh my God, they're winning. I didn't expect that. And I always thought they were going to lose. And so I don't know how to act. So I'm going to say the wins aren't good enough. Like, what a stupid approach.
Yeah, some people that text are like, those fans can just go F all the way.
Yeah, they can. I'm kind of there, and I don't care if you're one of those fans that are listening and about that. You suck. You really do. Like, you got to enjoy these things. As we know with the Royals, it doesn't happen a whole heck of a lot. And before you know it, it'll be over with the Chiefs.
This is Capicola. I was hoping for prosciutto.
Yeah. Oh,
I guess I can't eat it. You ever hear a term and think that it was meant for something else?
They're sitting reading their breviary. That's a book of prayers that clergy have, or praying a rosary, or doing the one thing we know they're not doing is checking Instagram, because their devices have all
I believe the kids call it raw dogging it if you're going to go through a long period of time with no electronic device.
Yeah. I don't think that's what the kids are calling it.
I don't think actually they are. I don't think that's how the popes are talking about it when they're trying to find their new guy.
So when you go without Instagram, it's not called going off the grid anymore? It's called raw dogging?
Yeah, we talked about that last year, about the people who are now flying with no devices or no movies, and they're just sitting there looking at it at the seats. They're calling it raw dogging on the flights.
Raw dogging the flight.
See, yep. I thought it meant something else. I thought it's where you didn't... never mind. Okay. That's what I thought it was.
No.
I know that I'm hard.
Yeah, that's what it's called now. And it was about a year ago when Mac first started and I was getting ready to head on vacation. We're talking about raw dogging on a flight. And everybody's like, what does that term mean? And it's like, that's what they're saying today. When you take away these devices, which are like a third appendage for a lot of people now, it's called raw dogging. And people are doing that for like 8-hour, 9-hour flights where they're just sitting there looking at the seat in front of them, doing absolutely nothing.
I thought it meant something completely different.
Raw dogging it.
Yeah. I don't know how you use that with them trying to find a new pope, but whatever.
Raw dogging it.
I just guess I'll be.
You know who that reporter is, right?
No.
The same guy who had the Belichick story.
Really is it?
Oh, man.
Oh, he's on a heater.
Yeah, he really is.
Oh, good for him.
And now Belichick's raw-dogging it because he's not doing interviews anymore.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
You saw him at NYU the other day.
Raw-dogging it.
All you have to do is read the account that Mike Florio put out there, who's clearly axe-grinding. I mean, Mike Florio is taking every chance he can at Bill Belichick.
That's good. This is not Andy Reid anymore.
Yeah, that is true. That's a good point. Why is Mike Florio mad at all these guys?
He's got targets, man.
He does. Yeah. No, he does. He said Bill Belichick showed up with no noticeable holes in his clothing.
Shot.
Clear shot. Doesn't need to be put in that story, even though it is funny.
It is funny.
But you can clearly tell, like, this guy's wronged Florio in some way over the years.
Is everybody just wronged Florio then?
Yes.
Like, God.
Yes.
Okay.
Clearly.
Yes. I mean, it's just like, he's like, I'll get them all. You watch.
Well, let me phrase
he's
it
like
to you this
Steve
way.
Steve Buscemi and Billy Madison.
Right. He's putting on the lipstick and crossing names off. And such a great scene. Have you seen Billy Madison?
No.
Well, don't worry, because tomorrow we get your film score of American Pie. We have Justin Reed on the show, a player drafted by the Chiefs. Will join our show as well. We'll tell you who that is tomorrow morning. But he'll be on the show tomorrow as well. Richard of the Week, salute to the mothers. I'm excited to hear what you have to say about American Pie.
I'm looking forward to that myself.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about it. He told me in my ear,
he goes, Jennifer Coolidge, I get it.
Yeah, I did not know that about Jennifer Coolidge. I had only known like the...
What didn't you know about her?
She was like really, hey, you want to go double flip, double rape, like double fisted. That's how she says, but something like that. And then
she turned you on, is what you're saying?
She was solid. Yeah.
Hey, Finch. Yeah. Do you understand why gold is Alec Finch?
Yes, I was about to say, I was seeing that completely.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I'll be right back. Where are you going? He's going to go home and take a dump.
No, I thought it was great.
I like to poop on the outside. It's cheaper. Use somebody else's water and toilet paper.
Although
I don't want to talk about it too much, but I like when the guy joins the choir, too. I love that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you do something like that?
Do you believe in magic, magic, doop, 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 yeah, magic.
And that was the original Glee.
I don't know. Yeah. There it is.
There was also this great audio from last night.
After half, with Boston on top as the...
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no. Holy smokes.
Now you know why you wrap them up early?
Wait. Is that alluding to Ron?
No.
Okay.
It is not. No.
That was for Mitchell Robinson's free throws, if you were wondering.
Mitchell Robinson at the line is...
Mitchell Robinson, David Robinson, Jackie Robinson, Nixon Five.
Yeah, no Could doubt. You shoot a free throw packed Garden better than he did last time?
No, dude. No. I'd be so shaky.
No, I'm not Alex.
And
or,
then doing the Durant.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I'm not one of these guys that think I can do what these athletes do or don't do. No chance.
Could you shoot a better free throw than Robinson did last? You said you're sinking it.
Sinking it.
Are
maybe.
You three dribbles, breathe, yep. shoot? To God,
I'm three dribbles. Look, one more dribble.
Oh my!
I know.
You're not making that shot. You wouldn't even. You would. Your knees would give out with all. You said a packed Garden, no chance.
Bill Simmons garden. Is like, don't you miss this? You're like, you're my hero.
I'm like, I got you, bro.
I don't
Love
know why
you.
That's why you talk.
Yeah, always.
You blow him a kiss after he's done.
Oh, man. Good luck.
Saturday, 2:30. Can't wait. Today, 1:10. Royals and White Sox. Go for the sweep. Get that sweep, boys.
It's only against the White Sox.
Yeah, I want you to do against Boston. You know, they're more pressed because they're 18-18. Well, what happens when they do is how I will leave you. And also with this, go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their...
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Month or year, it is simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay cool, stay kind, stay safe. 2 hours coming up with Binkley and Logan. Buckle up, Drew. You're going to need to because Binkley's on fire. Talk to you tomorrow.